Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast, which you can check out. You just Google for both those things. You'll find them. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Batch Rose podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi. What's up, guys? It's a Crappens on Demand episode, which means that not only can you listen to us, but you can watch us. For instance, you can see Ronnie sitting there in his adorable What's the Matter, What's Happening, What's Going On t-shirt. And you can see me with my hair doing weird things beneath my headphones. I was like, you know what I'm going to do since it's Crappens on Demand? I'm actually going to shower today and maybe my hair will look better than it usually does. And it actually looks worse because now it has like moisture in it and just weird shit. So, and then I put product in it. The point is this, I'm not feeling very photogenic right now, but I'm feeling very excited because we are going to be recapping Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 1 today. Aren't you excited about that, Ronnie?
I was so triggered after I watched it. I had to go take a shower too, and then I shaved and, you know, did my once every 2 weeks shave and exfoliation and then covered myself in argan oil. And so I'm very shiny and cherubic today.
You do. I'm about to say you actually do look a little renewed. Okay. You do.
Yeah, I'm renewed. You know, I did a Caroline Manzo / Sandoval shave of the face. I did a face brush. I did, you know, lots of facial things. Okay.
That's nice.
Then I put argan oil, which comes out of donkeys' butts in Morocco. Okay.
Well, what happens when you run out of that oil? Do you say argan oil? Little
no,
pun.
I say Amazon.
Amazon. anyway, so by the way, we are still in a pandemic, so really it's so important that you wear a mask.
Oh, and get off if you my need a mask ass. Stop lecturing me.
Whatever you say, if you need a mask, go to crappensmerch.com and buy one of our masks. They're adorable and hilarious.
Yes.
And let's just get into it, shall we? Let's just get in to some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, okay, so this reunion, you know, I was talking to a friend who actually listens. I don't have very many friends that listen to this tripe, but one of my friends does, and no offense, Ben, I was talking about me. And one of my friends was like, God, you're so angry on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't really like when you're that angry. And I'm like, well, what the hell do you think you're listening to, okay? I get triggered. If everybody else gets to say they're triggered all the time by every little thing, then guess what? Trigger warning, Ronnie's triggered, okay? Triggered. Yeah. The show makes me so angry. So that anyway, after she told me that, I came into the show today and I was like, You know what? I'm just gonna enjoy it. I'm not gonna get mad.
Right.
And it worked. I mean, it worked until probably the last 10 minutes, and then I just wrote down vile curse words for the last
Yeah. You know what I think probably is the reason why it worked? I wanna say it's because of your mental outlook and coming into the episode. I really wanna give you that. But I don't think it's because of that. I think it's because we had like a solid 10 or 12 minutes of Garcelle just putting down Kyle Richards. And I think that probably like let us have like a buffer zone of like happiness before we started to just like, you know, stumble down into our rage pit.
And then Kyle just got caught in all the worst positions. Like her hair is stupid. Her shoulder pads are stupid. Her dress is stupid. Her eyes are stupid. And then she like went like this at one point with her hands. And I was like, oh, she's going to be mad at that shot. Because no woman past the age of really 20, let's be honest, wants their hands shown. Now,
I'm used to having hands.
Like, great. Look at my meat hands. You know, I have these big meat hands. I'm used to it. I've got over it.
This is a Crappens on Demand exclusive, Ronnie's hands.
Yes, but if Kyle could get a hand lift, she would get, you know, you just know that that's how Kyle is. So when her hands were on screen, I was like, ooh, I know she hates that. And
same. You know what? I don't like, I really try not to do things like shame people. Like if you are 50 and your hands look like you're 50, that's normal and natural, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Totally.
But knowing that, like,
shaming a hand, I'm just saying that I know that she would be upset. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck do I care about what your hands
look
like? They're disgusting. They pick noses, okay?
That's, I agree, because I actually saw that too. She put her hands up and like her hands are telling a different story. Okay. Her hands are telling a different story. And you know what? Maybe she can get a hand lift. You know, isn't there that like character from the Addams Family that's just a hand that walks around? Doesn't that hand deserve some sort of
yeah,
like,
where's that hand? The hand. Yeah. Wasn't it like the cousin hand or something?
Why can't cousin hand get a little like nip and tuck? Okay. Totally. So justice for Kyle's hands.
Well, it's just funny hands. Because we're still, you know, it seems like so advanced face. Lifts, and they really have become more advanced. I mean, look at Sonia Morgan, for example. Anybody out there, go to Instagram. Yes. She looks amazing.
Amazing. And she was not looking great this season. That is some great work, whoever she saw.
Yeah, but we've been talking about these ladies for, what, 10 years almost, 9 years or something. Yeah. And so when, well, longer because of blogs and stuff. So when it started, facelifts were not as perfect. You know, you were still walking around with like Groupon facelift, like more like a Brandy. You know how Brandy's just hurt herself at this, like self-harm. Yeah. So you started looking like that. Then it started getting better. But then it got so good that it was really obvious that the neck, there was no solution for the neck because you can count the tree rings on the neck. You know, we've always said that. Yeah. And then they found the neck. And so what's next? You know, next is going to be hands. I'll bet you anything people are going to start cutting the skin off their hands, pulling them up to their wrist.
Yeah, there will be hand lifts. I think that's actually like, it sounds like we're joking, but
there's going to be there's some psychic shit right now.
Because those hands, you know, those hands tell stories. It's almost like a Jewel song.
I know. You can tell that I just drive around a lot, never put lotion on my hands. I've got age spots. Look, I've been trying to burn them off with my... Oh, is that the wrong hand? I've been burning them off with my little burner. Look, I'm self-harming over here my little burner I bought off Facebook.
I don't have my age spots yet. My hands are still young and fresh.
Girl, I got age spots in kindergarten. I told you, I turned into a 40-year-old in kindergarten. Okay, so also, I started this recap by like, hey, this doesn't need to be 5 hours long. Sorry, too late!
Yeah, we're discussing like the intricacies of Kyle Richards' hands. The point is this, Kyle was hilariously awful this reunion. She was so bad, it was cracking me up because she's such a politician. And it was kind of brilliant. Every time she spoke, I wound up laughing so hard because she just kept on. She'd either step in it or she just didn't seem to realize how full of it she was at any given moment. It was kind of amazing.
Yeah. So we start with tech rehearsal. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know why we needed to see this, but okay.
And Garcelle's like, you know what? I'm nervous. I'm nervous. And Kyle's like, oh, this is your first one. Where she's trying to sound nice in her Muppet voice.
Yeah. Oh. And Rita's like, Teddy, your Teddy's light's really good. Look at Teddy's really good light. She's also 18 years younger than I am and significantly more boring. Do you get better light if you're boring?
Teddy's light is cleaner because she's got such boring design style. Am I right, Teddy? That one was for you, honey.
Teddy, is your light wearing a romper?
Oh my God, is that a pregnant light? Let's shame it. Let's shame that pregnant light. Of course, Teddy brought my favorite thing into it, that she's trying to make it sound like Garcelle was body shaming Sutton was body shaming a pregnant woman. Shut up, Teddy. We'll get to you. We'll get to you.
So so we see them all sit down for tech rehearsal, and then it's like, and it goes Thursday. Oh, it's Tuesday is tech rehearsal. Then Thursday, reunion day. I'm like, great, what's next? Are we going to see them like ordering from Amazon tomorrow? Do we need to see like every step of this process? Can we just start with a reunion?
I would love that. So everybody's dressed now, and Dorit's like, but my microphone! I'm the only one with a visible microphone!
Someone get me a Buco de Beppo bib to cover my visible microphone.
And then they do the sound test thing where it's like, okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3, clap. But then they all clap at the wrong times. They all clap off rhythm. And
on the ones and threes.
Yeah. I was hoping the sound was going to be all completely out of sync.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. So now the three-part reunion begins. And we see the big trailer for the whole reunion, and it goes on for like a really long time. You know, you can tell that they don't have a huge amount of content for this reunion, or I should say more like that they're making it stretch because A, they showed us tech rehearsal for no reason, and B, all of the clip packages were like 5 minutes long, including this trailer. Yes. So I was like, okay, they're going to be stretching some content.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
like, oh my God, Rinna is really, Rinna just looks like a villain out of a Disney movie at this point. I mean, she even looks evil now. And I don't think she's ever looked evil, but there's a distinct change in her this year where she just looks freaking evil. And before we even go too far into it, I want to show you guys what I mean. Let me just pull this up here. So it's like a face change. I don't know how to say it. Share screen. Okay, I'm sharing an application window, and it's going to be this one with scary Lisa's face. Okay, do you see it?
Yeah, that is.
Look at her. She looks like she's kidnapped children and has them in the trunk. You know, she looks just terrifying.
But she's a soap star. She can pull that off. But you know, pointy shoulder pads will always make you look a little bit more evil. You know?
Yes, and it feels like another, like, ha ha, Lisa Vanderpump, because that's the same dress Lisa Vanderpump wore in her last reunion, except it's not pink, it's gold.
I feel like that dress has been, we're seeing variations of it every year, because Lisa Vanderpump wore that, but Erica wore that one year, I feel like.
That was a different one. The one that Lisa Vanderpump stole from Erica, and then was like, what? I never noticed you were wearing this dress. What?
I had no idea. So, okay. So, welcome, Dorit. Wow, you look incredible. Why? I love that flashing sign that says Buca de Beppo behind you. That's great.
You know, things may look a little different this time, Dorit. You look like you're being shipped in a keep frozen bag from Costco. So, that's good.
Well, it's the reunion, Andy. All right, it's my responsibility to borrow freezer bags that I'll never return to the freezer bag designers that stored mass amounts of hard chicken cutlets in Rocky Road. Am I right, Picky?
Chicken cutlets in Rocky Road. Hey, hello there, Kyle Carrington Colby. How are you? And Kyle's like, huh? He's like, hard to imagine that. Have to imagine that Dynasty was a reference point for your look today. And you can see Kyle was like, what do you mean? Huh? What are you talking about?
It's like, isn't it always around here? And then, oh, Aunt Teddy, I have nothing to say to you, so let's talk about you dyeing your hair pink. Congratulations on the boxed dye job personality you've gotten for this reunion, Teddy.
Teddy, we'll send you an application for Love Island US after this is done. I'm sure you'll fit in. So,
where's Tom Girardi, Erica? Where's Tom Girardi? She's like, he's at the office. Where he is every day? He's always at the office.
And he goes, really? And she goes,
well, when your name is on the door.
And she's so humorless, they actually have to take a pause of not laughing, you know? Because, like, everyone's just, like, not, because she's just so miserable. My God. You when have everything. Lighten up.
Yeah. So, Rinna, tell me about your hair. Who is she? And Rinna's like, we just named her Joan, as in Crawford. Oh, God. My wig yells at me all day long.
I'm scared, Rinna. She's like, maybe you should be. Maybe you should be. Maybe you should be.
And welcome, Garcelle. She's like, I can't believe I'm here, honestly. Meaning, I can't believe this is where my career has taken me.
What's your design inspiration, and is it good to dip French fries into, Garcelle?
It's like, yes, Andy, the inspiration is Flapper eats French fries with mustard. Very good, Andy. Very good.
Yes. She's like, she went with a black designer named Giovanna Louis, and her jewelry, plot twist, is from Asa Sultan from Shaza Sunset.
And she goes, yes, Andy, she's very talented. I like to call her line everything Kyle wishes her line was. It actually is the most beautiful caftans I've ever seen in my entire life, Andy. And they just show Kyle going...
The only thing that was strange, Andy, is that when I paid for it, I had to bury my cash under her doorstep. That was an odd odd transaction.
Hello, Denise Richards, or should I say fucking Denise Richards? And she's like, no, Andy, it's Denise fucking Richards.
Which it's not. Denise comes to this reunion remembering no facts. She can't even quote her damn self, and it's very funny.
Is it fucking Denise Richards?
Denise Richards, and now she's like, nah, it's Denise fucking Richards. Like, come on, Denise.
Why would I change that, Andy? Why would I say fucking? That's her new thing, is that she asks questions back. She's very Socratic. She's like, why would I do that, Andy? Why would I say the F word when I have children who might be watching this in a few years?
There's no motive, Andy. There's no motive, all right?
That's not what I meant, but it was an accident. I meant I'm Denise Richards.
Also, Denise looks probably a couple of Franzia boxes in, let's be honest. And she's got eyeliner or mascara or something that she's obviously done this with her eyes, and it's like smeared across. I mean, she looks like she's dragging in after a really hard night, and I love it. I cheer for
hard night, good morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I cheer for it. I love someone showing up to a reunion like that. Like, I don't give one single fuck about you, all right?
She's like, I'm famous. So Andy's like, all right, so little Zoom banter here. Who here is wearing shoes? And then, Rinna puts up her, like, stiletto. She's like, look at these heels. And then Kyle takes her shoe off and puts it in the camera and goes, Amina Mwadi, just, like, bragging about whatever designer that was. Like, of course Kyle's going to, like, immediately shove the designer in our face.
Yeah, and Andy's like, hey, Lisa Rinna, does Harry Hamlin have the keys to those shoes? She's like, yeah, baby. So is this, when did they show Harry popping in?
That was during the tech rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. Harry popped in. He's like, hi, apparently I don't even live here anymore. I really live somewhere else, and I just show up to be on the show. So I was like, you know what? Lisa Rinna is defensive enough without you popping in here, okay? We've got some Lisa Rinna tweets for later.
Okay, well, let's get into the Garcelle segment. So we see like 15 minutes of Garcelle doing whatever she does. And then it ends with Garcelle. It ends with that great scene where Garcelle and Denise and Rinna were like leaving some party, I think Erica's or whatever, and they were making fun of Kyle. And it ends with Garcelle saying, are we being catty? Yes. But that's what girlfriends do. And Kyle deserves it.
We come back and Kyle's just like, she's like shaking her head like that real tight shake,
like ready to go right into victim mode. Andy starts asking Garcelle about when she was on Watch What Happens Live, and Garcelle had said, he had asked her, who is the least welcoming housewife, and she said Kyle.
Well, she said, am I not allowed to say Sutton? Because I already answered Sutton. That was how she started that answer. And then she's like, well, I guess Kyle. And then Erica was the most welcoming. And then we come back to Kyle, and she's all upset. She's like, well, I was totally blindsided, Andy. You know, I was so excited to have her in the show, and we were always laughing. And, you know, you saw me crawl under her dress, Andy. Do you remember that? I crawled under her dress. You know, I just get a little lump in my throat because I'm very sensitive about, you know, Andy, when people are, you know, Andy, I'm a good person. And so it really hurt, Andy. It hurt me. Bullying Andy, basically. Bully. It was bullying.
I was like, Kyle. I think we should also mention, by the way, that Kyle's hair was totally a Vanderpump knockoff.
Yes.
Occur to me until just right now.
I know, that's what cracks me up on this show, like the pussy bows and the see-through shirts or whatever, you know, with the like high collars and all that. It's so really funny. It's just like a character thing at this point, you know?
It's amazing.
Can Kyle do next? You know, she's going to have like miniature donkeys next season.
100% that she's going to fly in from Indiana instead of Ohio. So Garcelle is, this is like the only time where I felt like Garcelle was full of shit, but I still appreciate it. She was like, I mean, it was my first time on Watch What Happens Live. I mean, and I had had a big drink beforehand because I'd never done it before. And I was so nervous to be on this basic cable late night show. So I just couldn't remember anyone's name, and Kyle's was the only one I could remember. I was like, let's see. Who was a vile, awful bitch to me? I can only remember Kyle's name. I was nervous.
But what about the other things that you've been saying about me, huh? What about the other things? Huh?
Kyle, you're doing it already. Let me finish, Kyle.
Let me finish. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Let me finish, Kyle, and then you can say whatever you want to say, which I think we could all agree is going to be bullshit.
No, that's what we do here. That's what we do here. And Dorit's like, no, it isn't. Come on, Kyle. So I have to disagree with you, because I think Garcelle is full of shit with this entire argument. I think.
Really?
Yes. Well, this is the one time. And what cracks me up about it is I think that Kyle is actually right in this, and that Garcelle still looks like the better person. And that's what makes me laugh about it. I think that Garcelle is trying to like start too much with Kyle over being cold to her. And it does seem, at least from what we're seeing on TV, that Kyle was being nice to her. So I didn't get it, but that doesn't mean that I'm not still Team Garcelle, because she's against Kyle.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
The only other part I thought that Garcelle was sort of bullshit about was when they asked her about the LA Mission Award show. And she's like, oh, well, that was kind of tongue-in-cheek. You know what I mean? I was just sort of joking, you know, like, you know, just saying, like, Kyle Richards is a piece of shit. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, you know. Like, yeah. It sounded pretty sincere to me.
And she says, I never accused you of not being nice to me. I said that you glaze over me when I try to have a conversation. And I was like, well, that's, you know, that's Kyle. Totally.
Yes.
And Andy's like, well, Jeri, you have a problem with Kyle not listening. I'm just going to keep nodding my head, right? Yeah. What do you say to all this, Jeri? And she's like, well, first I'd like to thank Wetzel the Pretzel for doing me hair, Andy. Wetzel went to school with Balenciaga, who did me knickers. What was the question?
Dre, does Kyle have a tendency to interrupt?
Yes, Kyle has a tendency to interrupt people, and yes, sometimes I make a point that's long-winded. Yes! I do love flowers, and yes, bread is bad for you. Anything else, Andy?
So then we go see a montage, an extended montage of Kyle interrupting people, which is great, just like nonstop. And Kyle goes, you know, if you ever feel like I interrupt, I'm sorry. You know, people are arguing. It happens. It's something that happens, you know? So Denise is like, well, you know, she talks at us. And she doesn't listen to what we're saying. And oftentimes, the conversation goes right back to her. What I'm trying to say is, if I interrupt, I'm sorry. That's something that I have to work on. And I don't always bring it back to me. And that's something I also have to work on, bringing things back to me. I have to work on that.
Yeah, and she says, it just seems like that whole fight with Garcelle was something that she chose to bring. And Garcelle's like, chosen? She goes, well, yeah, the only time I ever glazed over you was when I was talking to someone else. So, I mean, I had no issue with you. And she's like, but, you know, I did hear you off camera. She goes, oh, no, I'm talking now. So you let me talk now because you have a problem with me and it seems disingenuous and you were never even there. You know, so that's her big thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, these new girls don't even come to work, you know?
Yeah,
so she's exactly. Like, you were never there. And then you come to my charity for children with cankles and you raised your paddle and you donated $5,000 and you never paid. Mm-hmm, there. There, charity shaming. There,
yeah,
suck on that.
That's classic. That's some classic. That is some Real Housewives of Dallas shit right there.
And
which
Atlanta.
Is appropriate given the hair.
Yeah, that's some Real Housewives of Atlanta right there.
That's true too. By the way, I like when Kyle says the only time I glazed over you was when I was talking to someone else. I'm like, yes, that's exact. That's the whole point. Is that she tries talking to you and you glaze over and talk to someone else. Like, what do you not get about that?
It's
like,
so
the only times I was mean to you were the times I was mean to you, okay? That's not fair.
Yeah, come on. So Garcelle is like, what? I didn't pay. That's not true. She goes, oh, you are not being genuine. You're not being genuine. She goes, no, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. And you better watch what you're saying because that's not true. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, yes. And Kyle's like, the thing is, you just have to be honest on camera about how you feel about me. And Garcelle's like, I just said how I felt about you. And then you went on to Twitter and I was warned by someone here that that's what you do. And you wait until the show comes out and then you tweet and then you get all your fans behind you. That's what you did, Kyle, which is great because she just totally cornered Kyle about the whole honesty thing, right? And Kyle's like, but we're supposed to tweet. We're supposed to tweet.
Yes, and I thought that, you know, the basics are true, but Kyle, then they show these texts, and this is, I hate obviously being on Kyle's side ever because it's just not in my nature, but then they show these tweets, and they're totally innocuous tweets. So I think Garcelle just watches this show and is like a lot of us and just doesn't like Kyle, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she was probably shocked that Kyle was not hideous. But the tweets are, I've been nothing. This is the mean one. The first one is Garcelle snickering that my, no, I have been nothing but nice. Garcelle, and I can look at myself in the mirror knowing I've been nothing but kind. And that's one of them. And the other one is Garcelle snickering that my outfit is hideous while wearing stretchy purple knee-high boots with a pink suit dress that her stylist picked for her. Okay, so that's little catty, but it was not in response to you going after her outfit, so.
I mean, I don't know. I think that, like, I don't know. I can see why Garcelle could be like, fuck this bitch. like they're not the nastiest. I mean, unfortunately, we have like a low bar or high bar or low bar. I don't know where the bar is for the nastiness. So yeah, we've seen a lot worse. But I think that like if you're someone who's like a friend and then you like someone like if there's like calling someone out on Twitter is a very different thing than offering up shade or being quote unquote honest in the interview segment on the show where you're supposed to be honest, right? Kyle is all about honesty until it comes roaring back at her. And then at that point, it's like, you were just being mean. Now you're just being mean, you know? So I don't know. I don't give Kyle any credit for any of this. I think those tweets, if I received those tweets, if someone sent me a tweet like that on Twitter, I'd be like, fuck you.
Like, they're supposed to be tweeting while they watch the show, right? So every time the show's airing, that's when this tweet came out. She's responding as she watches the show because that's what they're supposed to do. Well, I just feel like you've got time. You can get Kyle on so much worse than this, but it is funny that she's making her flounder around and stick her lizard tongue out so much. Like,
so then Andy's like, Garcelle, who warned you about Kyle? And she's like, I'm not going to do that. And so then he's like, so who warned Garcelle? And like, no one will raise their hand. So in this cast of honesty, where everyone's like, why can't Denise just be honest? Why can't Denise just be honest? No one raises their hand.
Yeah, and she's like, you know what? Here's how it goes. If you have issues with somebody, you know, you say it. And if you don't have issues with somebody, you don't create one. I'm like, shut up. Nobody asked for your fucking, you know, Udemy class on how to be a housewife, Kyle.
Right, exactly. And finally, Garcelle is just like, well, I actually told you how I was feeling and how you took it is upon you. I'm done with you now.
So then Andy asks Garcelle what it's like to be the first black housewife of Beverly Hills. And she's like, it's good to be the first anything. Am I right?
Yeah. And then there's questions about like, was there pressure about like, you know, was the pressure that she had on her, and she was like saying how she didn't want to snap at everyone. She didn't want to be, you know, angry black woman and talking about how she wants to be strong and she doesn't. And she, it sucks that you can't be strong, but also have pain at the same time. And then there's like a question about, I guess Garcelle told Wendy Williams that she felt like a lot of the women held back a little bit around her because they essentially didn't want to get in trouble. Like, you know, they didn't want to have a bad look.
They didn't want Black Twitter to come after them.
Pretty much. Although I would have loved it because it would have been hilarious just to see Kyle Richards like just like bearing the brunt. Yeah. So Garcelle was like very like she was like, listen, I understand how tricky it can be. And, you know, I love when my white friends call me up and say, should I say African-American? Should I say black? Because it's all about having, you know, dialogue and conversation. So, of course, the very first person who pipes up, who weighs in, is Kyle, who's like, I never felt like that. I never felt like I held back. I mean, if I had an issue, you know, I would not have hesitated to say it. You know, I never would have. I was shocked. I was waiting for Kyle to say, you know, I am in an interracial marriage, so I understand the pressures. I was like ready for it. I was shocked that did not happen.
She did do that once, and I forget what she was talking about. Oh, but that was the past. I'll scrub it from my brain. So then Andy's like, so Erica, why did you hit it off immediately with Garcelle? You usually hate everybody. And she's like, well, we hugged, we had a good time, but I'm more comfortable in my skin, Andy. And I've just grown so much. I'm just so much more trusting and open, Andy. Like,
yeah,
you're... yeah, Erica, you really seem like you've chilled.
So now Mario from LA says, hey, Garcelle, what conversations did you have with your kids about Black Lives Matter? So then she starts talking about the conversations she had. She talked about getting pulled over and how, like, she did all the right things and how, like, even someone like who is, you know, someone famous like Garcelle could still be scared and still feels like she could be, you know, in danger, and how, like, she's hopeful in the wake of George Floyd that things will change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so then Andy's like, so did anyone else talk to your kids about this stuff? And Kyle's like, Andy, yes, it's an ongoing discussion at our house at dinner. That's just who I am. I'm just Kyle Richards, being honest about issues, being a great person, and having other people be so mean to me. That's just who I am.
Yes. So Andy changes to Erica. He moves on to Erica, and he's like, well, Erica, your kid is a policeman, so you must have some things to say. And she's like, well, you know, I see the best of the police, Andy. You know, the police are great. There's just a couple little, maybe they got a little problem here and there, Andy, but overall, you know, woohoo. And Garcelle's like, well, you know, I checked in with, oh, Garcelle says, yeah, actually, I checked in with Erica about her son. Because I know it's hard for that side of it, too. And Erica's like, oh, yes, you were the only one who did, actually.
Yeah, and then just everyone else is silent. Erica did acknowledge that the police... I kind of feel bad. I do want to give Erica credit for saying that she did acknowledge that there are injustices, you know, with the Black community that are committed by the police. So I don't want to make it seem like she's, like, purely, like, you know, like... like a all lives matter person. I'll give her credit.
You don't know what I go through with that, Amy.
So then we move on to Sutton. Sutton got a cat.
So let's talk, going from Black Lives Matters and police brutality to, hey, Sutton has a cat named Little Bit Blanche.
Yes. Little Bit Blanche. Little Bit Blanche. Little Bit Blanche. And he says, what kind of cat is that? She goes, you can't even make this up, Andy. It's a ragamuffin. All right, it's a ragamuffin cat. And Carl's like, oh, sorry to jump in, but ragamuffins are beautiful.
That's just me, Kyle Richards, here to be honest and listen and support ragamuffins.
Well, we're joined by the Queen of Couture, Sutton Strack. Now, Sutton, I'm dying to know who you're wearing. And Carl just puts her shoe in the camera. She's like, look. This is my shoe, Andy.
Look, I have an iPhone. She's wearing Pamela Rowland, who I will forever laugh every time I hear her name, because I'm just imagining Ramona Singer at home being like, she's my friend, okay? Can I just get a photo with her? Can you just get out the photo? Pamela Rowland's my friend, okay?
Well, you recently put your $9 million mansion up for sale. What's that about? She's like, well, I'm moving because I'm desperately broke, Andy. I'll just wait for everybody to laugh at that, because that could never, ever be true.
Sutton, what's someone like you doing on? Shouldn't you be, like, dating millionaires? Why are you on Match.com? She's like, well, you know what the worst date I ever had was after my divorce? With a millionaire.
I'm so grounded. Like, well, with a personality as big as her pocketbook, Sutton proved to be as one of a kind as the Dolce in her closet. So then we get the Sutton segment, which is really funny because it reminds us of the beginning of the season, Sutton, who is coming in way too hot. And I guess she just calmed it down for whatever reason, but I really prefer that evil Sutton from the
beginning. Second half of the season, Sutton was fine.
Well, she just wasn't as present.
Yeah, she was fine. She didn't annoy me or anything. But the first half of the season, when she came after Teddy, when she was like, I just thought you'd be a little boring, and then you're pregnant, too. Oh, God.
And so then Dorinda, I do that every week. Dorit tattletaling on her and saying, well, she said she was going to freak out at the daughter's wine party. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And then Rinna yelled at Sutton, which they cut out. Which I thought was interesting, because Rinna was such an asshole on that dinner. I was really hoping they'd show that, but they cut it.
But they did keep Sutton's big line. Let the mouse go. You've had your fun. Let the mouse go, Little Bit Blanche. Let the mouse go.
Booty to Peppo.
So Sutton confided in Dorit at the DNA party, and then you exaggerated, Dorit. Why did you lie, Dorit? And she's like, I wholeheartedly apologize for making it a bigger issue than it was, okay? I'm close with Lisa Rinna's daughters. Some would say a second mother. I give them free appetizers at Buco di Beppo, and I care about them, and I really wanted the night to go well, and that coupled with not really knowing you very well, and you seem a little crazy, I didn't really know how to read you, and I didn't want you to be angry or anything like that. So that's all.
And Sutton's like, well, it was very loud, Dorit. You said that I screamed? I would never. She's like, well, I watched it back and I felt terrible. I felt so bad. She goes, well, Dorit, I'm sorry, but if you were concerned about how I was feeling, then you could have pulled me aside, and you were not concerned about how I was feeling, so maybe we should discuss how you were not concerned.
Jeez. You were not concerned. I rest my case, sir.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I didn't say that I was concerned about how you were feeling. And Sutton's like, well, I'm sorry, but no, don't say you were concerned how I was feeling. And she's like, but I didn't say I was concerned about how you were feeling. I was concerned about putting a pretzel on the back of me head when fries are a big problem in Los Angeles. There, I've said it.
But you really avoided the question. At the time at the table, you had to bring it up. You wanted to announce it. You were talking about freak everyone out. That's what you did. That's what you did. Couldn't you have asked me later when I was with my lonesome away from that dreadfully boring girl over there, that Teddy, the pregnant bore that she is.
Oh, God. And she's like, well, you're really trying to avoid the conversation, Dorit. I'm like, okay, okay. And everybody's like, all right, Sutton, all right. It's like one little thing. So she's like, all right, well, you've explained yourself, and I accept your apology, and we're good.
Well, I liked how when Dorit says, if you let me, I'll explain. You're new to the group, right? Because she goes, yes, we know that. Like, you're new to the group, right? Like, well, that's so condescending.
Yeah.
So, hey, other question. Why did Kyle and Sutton get along so quickly? And Kyle's like, well, like I always say, I defend what's right and who's rich, and that didn't feel right in the moment, okay? And I felt bad because we'd had one disastrous group dinner after another, and I thought, oh my God, she's new to the group and she's rich. When will she ever be friends with me if I keep subjecting her to these terrible experiences?
Yeah, Andy, you know, here's the thing. I have a really big heart, and Sutton has a really big house to sell. So... yeah, just being the good person that I am, because you know Kyle's listing that fucking house.
Yes, she certainly is.
Or Mauricio is.
So then someone asks, hey, Rinna, you turned on your good friend for almost freaking out. How exactly did Sutton, like, fuck with your kids if nothing really happened? Meaning that, like, Kyle, like, attacked Sutton at that dinner, even though nothing happened and everything was fine.
I was thinking about the kids...
Yeah, that's what Rinna was saying. Rinna was like, I was thinking about the kids.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
also, like, had
my poor children. My poor children handed a wine label for doing absolutely nothing. You know, I mean, all she had to do is say, you know, is he going to be there? Because it was her responsibility to ask me if I was going to bring one of her arch enemies to the party, Auntie. That's it.
And she's like, well, she did throw me to the sharks.
Yeah. If anyone's going to ruin my daughter's opportunities, it's going to be me. Just... just like NSYNC, because I am NSYNC with my children. It's gonna be me. Oh, Andy, feels so good to sing again.
And she's like, this is not an easy group, Andy. And she knows I love her. She knows I love her. I've been concentrating on Denise, but I will be here for you next year, Sutton Strack.
I feel like, it's funny, all the housewives do this. Every single cast. Well, you know, this isn't an easy group to step into. Why is that, like, a thing? Like, can't you guys be nicer to each other?
Yeah, well, no, they don't just be have nicer. To. It's don't like, well, welcome to the group. We're assholes, you know? Kyle said it in the beginning of this, where she's like, well, you know, this is how we do it. And then Dorit's like, well, you're new here, you know? And Rinna's like, yeah. Well, this is not an easy group. You guys are the ones who are making it not an easy group.
Exactly. Okay? I guess that was my point. They act like it's just, like, this thing that can't be changed. It's like, or you guys could just be nicer to newbies.
Yes.
So, hey, can Sutton pick out the mayor of Wheel in a lineup? And then we have, like, a flashback of when Sutton was, like, acting like the mayor of Wheel was, like, a guy, like the ice cream man or something. She's like, wow, the mayor of Wheel. Are you the mayor of Wheel? That's crazy. And then Dorit says, how many mayors do you know on the show? And then it comes back. It sounds like, and I know a lot of mayors, by the way.
So and they all like talk offended. About how Sutton has given them so many gifts and that how great that gift bag was at her party. And Sutton's like, well, I was trying to buy your friendship. So, and Erica's like, I never said that. And she said, no, Dorit did. She's like, no, I said. It's like, they don't listen, you know. Now yeah. Erica thinks that she was just attacked for something.
I know.
She's the biggest victim. She's like, I
was the one who said you had the best social graces of this girl, my son.
She's like, you really did, Erica. Now, I would never try to buy friendships. She goes, well, here's what I think. I think you're a very well-bred Southern woman. That's what I think. They're good. Give some thanks.
Yeah. Like, and Dorit goes, and I do too, Sutton. And much like the message that I sent to you after you sent me flowers for my birthday, much like that message that America now knows about, I said that you're extremely kind and sweet, and I would like credit for that, that I did send you a message saying that you're kind and sweet.
And Sutton's like, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Kyle's like, I would just like to point out that I also gave out goodie bags that had Tootsie Rolls and paper clips in them. I don't think I got any credit for those. So.
Well, she's also very outspoken. Remember that brilliant game that Rinna played 19 times every season the show has been on? Where she says, give us your first impression. And she went from 0 to 60 and left Teddy in tears. So then we get this Teddy segment where she's telling Teddy.
I'm sorry. I just had an image of like Teddy standing by a road in a car starting up and driving away, going from 0 to 60 and Teddy just crying. Because I feel like that happens a lot.
My Teddy sometimes I get car sick. Okay, I have a high placenta.
Anyway, continue.
So we see this segment of her being like, well, I thought you were going to be born and then pregnant. And Andy says, well, Teddy, you know, you say that you want your friends to be honest, but then you cried when she was honest. And she's like, no, Andy. Listen, it wasn't about that. It's just that she never took any time to know me. And I thought the second she saw me in my cute little black romper, remember that? Because I'm going to bring it up in an epic victim moment in a second, that she had an issue with me. Yeah. And to me, it wasn't the boring thing. It was a, even worse, pregnant. Because, you know, something I'm so proud of and so excited for, you're mocking Sutton. Pregnancy, you're going to mock pregnant women.
It's a miracle. Okay, there are two miracles that we have to discuss. Pregnancy and the ability to sew shorts into a shirt and create a romper. That is like giving birth to a whole new look. And you're mocking that.
Are they jumpsuits? Are they bathing suits? No, they're rompers, Andy. It's a miracle.
They even have dedicated rooms, okay? So Sutton says, I have apologized for that. I was just trying to be funny and silly. That's how I am with my group of rich friends, you know, that Kyle's not part of, let's be honest. I say, oh, wow, God, you're pregnant now and boring. Get out of the group. Go to your own private island. That's just what we say.
But to say you're boring and pregnant, and then you look bad in those clothes, pregnant. You look bad in those clothes, pregnant. So now you're
basically, she's accusing her of body shaming pregnant women everywhere so Teddy can get her little army of ladies who've had a baby before to come yell at her on Twitter. You know, shut up, Teddy. You're so full of shit.
And Sutton handles it perfectly. Sutton handles it so perfectly. She goes, are you going to let my small disdain for your clothes get in the way of our friendship? That's just silly. Just my little bitty small disdain that we can all agree on. It's small but universal disdain about your clothing.
Even Teddy has to start laughing. She's like, but come on. And they all start laughing and Erica goes, she's a stink.
Hi, Kim from New York says Sutton is refreshing and blunt, but Lucy from Boston says Southern charm my ass, Sutton's sense of etiquette is backwards like a messed up romper. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's like the actual Southern charm, Andy. Sometimes it's fun and sometimes it's on the verge of getting canceled for just being horrible. Right?
Listen, I think we all have our insecurities, Little bit Blanche sometimes gets afraid to cough up her little fur balls in public. You know what I'm saying? And mine definitely come out in the beginning. And I did tense up being around all these frumpy women. And I did look like an asshole. And I looked like a snotty asshole. But then I realized school moms can be fun too. So a snotty, well-dressed, and possibly rich and undeniably kind friend to an asshole, that's what I am.
Hey, Kyle, to finish up this segment, you have hilarious impersonations. Do you have one of Sutton? And she's like, woohoo, I got a gun. Yeah, Trump forever. I eat corn and cans. I was like, what the hell, Kyle?
Kyle just does a Southern accent. Not much different from our own. Oh, but actually,
how
you know
dare
what my favorite
you?
Part
I
is?
I am Southern, sir.
You know what my, but you know what my favorite part was? I almost forgot about this. When Andy said, Kyle, you do a great Dorit impersonation in your interviews. Kyle does the Inside the Actor Studio nod and laugh. She goes, like, she just sort of like laughs, like, thank you. Thank you. Well, when I was at Yale Drama School, I studied under the great Irmi von Klappenberg, and she taught me how to really enunciate my fake British R's, and I have her to thank for that. I was like, Kyle, stop accepting an award from Andy Cohen on your impression.
So then we come back from break, and they're not technically shooting yet, and Denise is just chomping on food while her hair gets brushed. She's like...
Yeah, I'll tell you what's a wild thing, this carrot.
So Andy's like, Garcelle, I can't tell if you annoyed or if you're having fun. And she's like, well, it's a little bit of both, Andy. I mean, Kyle's saying I never paid that money. I already sent an email to my business manager. You know, it's tough to be in a place where people are judging you and questioning you, Andy.
Yeah, and Kyle goes, well, it's hard being in the hot seat sometimes, especially when you don't feel like it's justified. I think we've all had moments like that across the board.
Like the ones you've given me.
So Andy's like, well, Denise, last season... Okay, here we go. Denise, last season you casually talked about penis size and happy endings, and now you flinch at talk of threesomes? What's up with that?
And we see now we get the clip montage, and I mean, to me, it's like clear as day, and a very clear day, I'd like to add. Not like a rainy Seattle day. It's a clear day that's being seen in this montage. And we see they are having the conversation. It gets a little adult. Denise walks over to the kids and says, hey, the conversation's getting a little adult. You should, like, walk away or something like that. Then we see she just mentions it to the girls, like, by the way, you know, Sammy heard it. And they're like, oh, sorry. And then it, like, starts to escalate. And then she goes to that barbecue. And they're like, oh, why don't you bring the kids? She's like, oh, well, they're busy. And then she's like, she also whispers, like they would want to come to this. Like, I got to bring my kids to this. And then all of a sudden, Teddy and Kyle are like, are you saying you don't want to have your kids around us? You're saying you don't want to have your kids around us? It's like, oh, you just took it. You're the one who took it from, I'm not going to bring my kids based on the conversations we already had. And also, they're teenagers. They wouldn't want to come to this stupid bouncy house party to, oh, you don't want the kids around us. You don't want the kids around us. Are you embarrassed about us? Whatever. I'm like, you guys, look at the video.
You
it's
guys
in there
are
in
horrible.
The video. Look
this
at the
is
video.
Why, this is what's so angering, because they do this. They did it all last season, and now they're doing it again. It's the same thing they do. They take one little thing, and then they're like, oh, my God, so you're mad? So you're mad? Why are you mad? Why are you mad? Why are you mad? Oh, my God, Denise yelled at us? Why is she mad? Why is she... It's like nothing is like they're presenting it here, and it's so fucking obnoxious. So Andy asks about the steak. You know, what? Steak and strip clubs.
I know, that's the first thing he goes for.
And she's like, I was just joking. I said that because I knew Lisa Rinna was going to run in and tattletale to everybody. Fucking
no, that
idiot.
Was not a joke. That was not a joke, Denise. I don't think you were getting steak at a strip club. We know you were. And you're not fessing up because you don't want people going there and ruining your steak experience.
Yeah, and there's not really, like, who cares? There's no shame in that game, you know? Yeah. So Andy's like, well, yeah, steak in a strip club. And then Rinna's like, I didn't even know you could get steak in a strip club. That is crazy. And Andy's like, Erica, do they serve steaks and shakers?
Well, actually, the chef at Shakers has now gone on to be a Michelin 2-star car driver, and we were very proud of our food there at Shakers. It was a tough time with hard people trying to make a hard life for themselves. It's like, okay, Erica, all right, okay, settle down.
So you said you wouldn't bring your kids to this group, Denise. Why not just tell them the real reason? And she's like, oh, look, I got Eloise. I can't bring her around a pool unless I'm sitting there with, oh, you didn't say that. You didn't say that. You said, I wouldn't bring my kids around here. It's like, no. That's
she
not
was
how
actually
she said
being
it either,
polite at
Lisa
first.
Rinna.
Yeah, she was saying first. She said that, I think she gave a real reason. She gave a few real reasons. One is that they wanted a night away from the kids. Two, she was being polite, and she said, oh, they have plans, which is just like a polite white lie. It's not like a, oh, why can't you be honest? Because could you imagine walking into a party, where are the kids? Oh, I decided not to bring them around because I don't want them around, you fucking bitches. Like, who's going to walk into a party and say that?
Well,
right?
That's kind of what it sounded like she was doing, because she was like, well, why would I bring them here? But they had just had all these conversations. It was like Santa Barbara, and then it was everywhere. Every time they got her in a room, they're like, well, oh, really? You know, maybe if you don't like your kids hearing that, then you shouldn't bring them around adults, if that's the problem. And so she didn't bring them. And so now they're acting like she's evil and she's mom-shaming them and all this other shit.
Exactly. And she was, I just think that she was, I think for real, they did have plans. Those kids had plans. And B, she was just being polite. She wasn't saying the real reason, because she was like, I'm going to try to have a pleasant time because these bitches are annoying me, but I'm going to try to put on a smile. I'm going to try to have a pleasant time here. And when she said the thing like, oh, like I'll bring them here, she was like whispering it to Garcelle, and then Kyle overheard it and was like, blew it up, right? Yeah. So it wasn't even a thing. So she was actually being polite. And now they're like, you weren't being honest. Oh, yeah. You're not being honest.
So she's like, look, I was just kind of joking because of what you guys all told me in Santa Barbara, including you, Lisa Rinna, when you said not to bring my kids around. And then so we see a clip of Sutton saying, well, maybe if it's an adult party like that, you don't bring the kids. And then Rinna saying, oh, yeah, like I would never, ever have my kids at a dinner like that. Never, never. Yeah. I would never do that. I'm like, well, do you see? You guys just say shit and then you get her to agree with it and then make her the villain.
But then they're like, well, this was a family barbecue. It was a bounce house. Glenn blew up bounce house, okay? And, you know, yeah, it was a family barbecue. But the point is that, like, the picnic was also, the thing that Denise had, not a picnic, but that was also a family thing. And things went south. So,
well,
like,
she says, well, look, you know what? If my daughters wanted to go, I wouldn't want them to see their mother being on the receiving end of all these arguments, which is a good point. You know, she knew she was going to show up there and they were going to give her a ton of shit because they had just done it for like 3 days in a row. And then Rinna's like, oh, really? Then why were they at your barbecue? Then why were they? Why were they at your barbecue then? Huh? Why were they? Shut up, Lisa. Like, my God.
Denise is like, first of all, it was my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, and my experience with this group was that when the husbands are around, I mean, when was the last time we talked about sex? I didn't really know what she was getting at. But then the women are like, all the time. We talk about sex all the time.
And this is the frustration with Denise. Again, you know, she's, we say it, but it keeps happening over and over. She just can't. It's like she doesn't remember what's happened before, or I don't know. She can't form any kind of real argument because she's like, well, why we don't, you know, our husbands were there. So when why would I think we're going to talk about sex? We never talk about sex when our husbands are there. And Rena's like, you talk about your husband's penis every show. And Teddy's like, yeah, on that same episode, you talked about his penis. And then we get a clip of being like, don't worry, he still got a big old dick. All right.
Yeah. Denise. Sometimes, yeah, I wish she got her arguments. I wish she got her shit a little tighter with her arguments because she's on the right side here. So she said, well, I said one comment, like one comment.
Oh, yeah? Well, that was the first thing coming out of your mouth at your own barbecue, baby. So you better back it up, bitch.
I mean, I think Erica had a point. I mean, Erica was like, you set the tone. And I think Erica's right. I mean, Denise did set a tone with that. Just maybe she didn't set a tone. But she suggested that this kind of stuff was okay to talk about at the table.
But she also said, you guys, I would appreciate if we were not screaming about threesomes when the kids are right. That's the only thing it's about. You know, they're making it sound like Denise went postal on everybody about this. And she didn't. She just said, guys, can we please not do this shit in front of the kids?
Well, I just wish that, it's as simple as saying, like, we misjudged the tone because we thought it was one thing. And even though you did say, can you quiet down? We obviously were drunk. So we're sorry that we misjudged the tone and won't happen again. Like, it's so easy.
Yeah. So then Teddy, I know. So then Teddy jumps in to make it something bigger than it is and make herself the biggest victim ever, as usual. She's like, well, the thing that's frustrating is that you can't just admit, hey, guys, I was trying to make you look like assholes. No, she wasn't. Like, what are you talking
where did
about?
Where did that come from, Teddy? God, she wasn't trying to make you guys look like assholes. She was trying not to look like an asshole or not, like, be in some some sort of fight or whatever.
So, so stupid. So then Denise's or Dorit's like, well, I don't think she's trying to make us look like assholes. And Garcelle's like, me neither. I'm picking my battles. And Erica's like, oh, well, too late, because she already did. It was the perfect setup. We had our table, they had their table, we have adult conversation, and then we are penalized. It's like, I like how you add penile into penalized just to make a point.
And Denise is like, I wasn't upset that you guys were talking about it. I've said that several times. It's like, well, you were kind of upset, Denise. But I guess her point was more like, can you keep your voices down, right?
Yes, and so, they're making it, this is ridiculous. So Erica's like, I have to say this. You were upset enough to take me to coffee about it.
Man, I was the only one. I was the only one.
This is so crazy.
You singled me out.
Okay, I had to go back. This was bonkers. I got so annoyed because Erica always does this. She's full of shit. She's not coming from a place of truth at all. And then she just starts screaming at everybody. So that makes her right. Okay, so I went back and I watched this scene, this Erica and Denise scene in the coffee shop. Okay, I think it's from episode 6.
Just down the street over here. I was very excited about that. I was like, this pivotal scene.
Ben has probably seen someone famous there at some point.
No, I've only been to that place once. It doesn't have parking.
So this is the scene, okay? It starts out really nice. It stays really nice. So it's a nice, pleasant scene.
Yeah, it's like adults.
Erica's like, oh my God, last night, did you recover after that party? I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I'm just screaming in front of the kids. I curse like a sailor. And then, you know, and then I see Eloise, you know, Eloise was there.
And she's like, oh, well, you know, the thing was mostly with the older kids. I went to lunch with Sammy and she overheard something. She mentioned a threesome. And then Erica's like, oh my God, covering her face. And Denise says in her diary room, I didn't want my kid's friends to go home and say her mom and friends were talking about threesomes. I mean, I've never been that house. And then Denise says, you know what? Next time I'll move them further, like inside the house, laughing about it. And Erica laughs and she goes, oh, well, I apologize. I have the nastiest mouth ever. And Denise says, yeah, I don't have the cleanest mouth either. And then they laugh. Why is this Erica being fucking attacked and dragged through the mud?
Thank you.
Lies.
Thank you, Ronnie. That was some great research because that's true. And you know what? When Erica says, you were upset enough to pull me to coffee, and it's like, no, like you guys went to coffee and you discussed it and it came up. And you, like, I didn't even remember it as detailed as you did. Like, how you describe it is even more exonerating in my mind than how I remembered it. But even how I remembered it was just like, oh, you went to coffee and she brought up, and isn't she allowed to?
Isn't she allowed
to say, oh, by the way, my kid heard about that and it made me feel uncomfortable or something like that. Like, isn't she allowed to do that? And isn't she allowed to also express that to Teddy and Sutton too? It's not like some sort of like evil campaign against these women. Isn't she allowed to vent how she feels and be honest?
But the way these women are venting. Like saying, I mean, after that, she
no, but I'm
with...
saying theoretically, like if you are, if like theoretically, if something's happened and it annoyed you at a party that you held, aren't you allowed to talk about it to more than one person?
Yes, but that's the thing. She goes to lunch with the other ladies later, and it was no big deal either. They're like, oh, we heard you went to lunch with Erica. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, we talked about the threesome thing. And I was like, oh, my kid heard about a threesome. They're taking this and making it sound like Denise was calling the cops, you know, and trying to file restraining orders and get them on Megan's list or something. It's like,
and then Erica gets so mad. She goes, I was okay with being singled out because I knew I was being singled out. I took it on the chin and I apologize sincerely. But then I found out you took it to Teddy and a sudden, motherfucker, I'm out. That's bullshit. I'm like, I literally don't even know what you're talking. She's like, why ridiculous. Are you angry about this right now, Erica? Why?
Shit, Robert.
Did you want to have exclusive rights on the apology scene? Like,
that's,
I don't
so
get it.
So typical Erica, though, when she decides, someone's like, oh, Erica, you look like a robot. You look like a robot. She's like, you don't know what I go through at night. Oh, get out of here, Eileen.
Like, I think it's that the women
remember
felt
when
like
she went to the front of that boat and just like tried to cry, just stared off the boat at all the crowd looking.
I think that she's just, I think that like maybe they're like sensitive to being manipulated. I think they are sensitive to feeling like they're someone's trying to make them look a certain way, and so they pop off and they go crazy. Because when you look at it, it's just like normal interactions, and maybe that's why Denise is clashing, because I think that sometimes Denise goes into this like, this is a real group of friends and this is how you act as adults, and they're going into it as like, oh, you're trying to affect my image, or oh, this is like, oh, I'm trying to have a scene here. Like, they're looking at it more as like work, or like I'm playing a character, or I've got to do have some sort of like outcome from this. And Denise is like, hey, I just want to go to coffee. So that was crazy. The threesomes, right? Am I right?
No, I don't. I don't. I just don't think that they're even I don't think that they really believe any of this. I think they're just fucking monsters. You know, they see someone, they want to go after them, and then they turn every little thing against them. I mean, the shit Teddy says doesn't even make any sense. It's not even grounded in reality. It's just like attack, attack, constantly attack.
I don't think
anytime
that they're
she says something, she twists it. Teddy twists it to try and use it against her. I don't think it's real. I think watching this multiple times and them do this multiple times. They're just a bunch of monsters. They have fucking nothing to talk about in their own lives, and so they've decided that this is their storyline and they're gonna stick with it.
So I'm gonna like give like a little twist on that, which is that I don't think that they're monsters, but I think that they are all impressionable. And I think that Kyle, for as much as they talk about gaslighting, they've all been gaslit by Kyle. And I think that a lot of times they feel like they are fighting for the just cause, but they don't realize that they have just been manipulated into this state of like going after Denise, because this is ultimately, as I have
Kyle's
declared, every single.
I mean, Kyle's not about to be a Vanderpump, but she's not. She's not able to carry it off.
Kyle is not smart to the point where she can say, "On this scene, we'll do this. On this, we're going to do this. On this," but people like Kyle know how to quietly poison the well. Know how to taint the waters, whatever the metaphor is, against someone. Know how to slowly turn people against someone. And she doesn't have a master plan, but Kyle and people like Kyle, Denise upset Kyle in a certain way. And the way Kyle fights back is she doesn't, as much as she wants to talk about being honest, she harbors resentments. She does the thing of like, I feel bad. And then her revenge is that she starts planting seeds everywhere. And so this is what happens when those seeds come to bloom, and they all like are now, they go after Denise. So I don't think it doesn't come across as like, oh, these are a bunch of women who would rather go after Denise than like have like a concerted,
I do,
like choreographed thing to go after Denise. To me, it's like these are women who have someone in their ear saying, Denise is bad, Denise is bad, Denise is going after you, Denise is bad, Denise is bad, and now they all like lose their minds.
They're ridiculous. So Denise is like, well, I wasn't upset, Erica. I don't even know what you're talking. I didn't go to Teddy and Sutton and say I was upset. Did you take it that I was upset with you? And Erica's like, why me? Why me? Not anybody else. She's like, I just asked you a question. Did you take it that I was upset with you? And she goes, am I on another planet? That's exactly what happened. No, it's not. And here's the thing about what you're saying. It's not that Kyle just drops off, because they see themselves on TV. They're seeing the same things that we're seeing, and they're still standing by it. So, you know, I don't know. She's just nuts.
Cognitive dissonance is a real thing. It's a real thing. Well, and it happens here.
Erica's just still going crazy. And then Rinna jumps in.
Why me?
And then Rinna jumps in, and she's like, no, you're just being gaslit. Gaslighting, that's what this is.
I'm like, you guys are the gaslighters here. Like, we're all watching it. You guys are gaslighting.
And Denise is like, listen, it wasn't that big of a deal. You guys kept going on about it. I didn't care that much. You guys were the ones who kept bringing it up. You know, and I wasn't trying to shame anybody when I talked to Teddy and Sutton. I mean, come on. I was saying as mom to mom, it was awkward. And Rinna's like, Denise, it wasn't awkward. Sammy didn't come to you and ask what a threesome was. It was like, she's so over the top angry.
Yeah, but then again, Denise did several times during the season act like Sammy was horrified during that conversation. Denise several times was like, and she came to me and was like, Mom! And she was mortified. And then you see the clip and she's just like, Mom, you guys were talking about threesomes and we were just like laughing. So like, you know, Denise is not innocent here in terms of how, she doesn't always present the facts totally faithfully to everyone. Yeah. I will say that.
And Denise is like, well, how do you know what was awkward and wasn't awkward? She's like, I saw it on film. She goes, oh, can I finish talking? That's like everyone's weapon now. They just say, you interrupted me. And so Rinna's like, no, when I saw it on film, she didn't even care. She laughed. She said her friends laughed.
Yeah, your daughter Sammy, who I adore, said that they all laughed. Why wouldn't you tell me you spoke with Sammy? Why wouldn't you tell me what you spoke to with Sammy?
So I guess between me and Sammy, I said I talked to you in private. And Erica's like, oh, so Sammy's upset, but we can't ask what she's saying.
It's like, no one said Sammy was upset. See? Yeah. No one said that. Ever. Yeah, you're making that up. No one said that Sammy freaked out and that Sammy was upset. She said they had a conversation about it and it was awkward.
Can I just interrupt? Hey, Denise, Kyle Richards here. I just want everyone in this group and in America to know that I would never want my children to hear something like that, okay? And don't let that get lost in all of this, because obviously I know that they understand. I mean, that, you know, Portia's 12 years old. I would have died if Portia had heard that. I would have died. So I just want to put it out there. I'm a good mom. No need to mommy shame me. I'm a good mom. Thanks, Kyle Richards.
Yes, and I'm not at all the one who brought the word mom shaming into this, which has now taken over the entire fucking network.
Yeah,
so exactly. Andy's like, well, Erica, people were really upset when you said that Denise's daughters had probably already had threesomes. And she's like, oh, that was not about that was not about her daughters. That was about teenagers in general. And then we see the clip. And so I'm going, talking about threesomes in front of the kids. And Erica going, oh, well, they know about threesomes if they haven't had one already.
I took it as teenagers in general, to be honest. I actually did not take it as, like, specifically about Sammy. Well,
they were specifically talking about Denise's kids, but I'm also not going to be like, what? Suggesting that teenagers know about sex? Oh!
Yeah.
And I like that Erica was like, listen, it's true. Teenagers have sex. They've got gay sex, straight sex, threesomes. This is what's happening.
Sugar daddy sex. False
outrage.
Yeah. Just like, she's like, you thought it was about your daughters and not teenagers in general. Of course you did, because it was convenient for you. Case closed, Tom Girardi.
Yeah, she's like so furious. And also Denise's, again, you're being overly angry at Denise for saying, like, for being offended that you said that. But Denise was never offended that you said that. Like, you're making
internet.
It sound like Denise is coming for you for that, and she never said one thing about it.
Serena's like, okay, girls, let me pull this card. Have you seen the way the fans have come at us because of this? I hope you have. We are the victims here.
Of course she's seen it. Of course she's seen it. She probably hates pregnant people, too.
And Erica's like, oh, she liked it. She loved it. I'm like, but you guys, no everybody's coming no after you for stuff we're seeing on the show that you're actually doing. Did somebody write you lines and give you these parts? No one is hating you because of editing. You're being assholes, period. No one's making you act like fucking assholes. You're doing it to yourself.
Exactly. The audience... People are not idiots. We are watching this. We're seeing, I mean, maybe we are idiots, but the thing is this, we are watching this. We see the footage. The fact that almost all the audience has been sort of on the same page about this. Doesn't that what about that doesn't make you say, maybe I should reflect on this situation. Yes. I know it's edited. I know people have their own, you know, opinions. And by the way, for people who are like team not Denise, that's fine. That's what this is all about. Bravo's about taking sides and like getting mad. That's okay. I don't care if you're team like Kyle or any of this. That's okay. But I'm just saying, these women act like they're the biggest victims here. Like, if you have millions of people who are like, you guys are such fucking bitches right
year
now.
After year, think year about after that. Year. And it's always Rinna. Like, oh, I was attacked. No, Rinna, you're a fucking asshole. That's why you're being attacked. You act like an asshole and people attack
Stay
you.
On the show,
let's move to her thing that she... We mentioned this on Amy's show the other day on Sirius, but let's read it again because it's... This is Lisa Rinna. She went on Instagram the other day, and she posted, all you nasty fucks, I don't give a shit what you think about me, so don't waste your time or my time. Go give back. Go spread love. Go volunteer. Go help people. Shut the fuck up. You live behind a screen, and your karma is bad.
It's not going to not going to win over the audience.
Yeah, Lisa.
Maybe like, she's just leaning into being a villain. I mean, Lisa's smart. She plays the game. She knows what this. She knows where her bread is buttered.
Well, she seems to and be maybe breaking she's just down saying, in I'm real just going to be a villain so, now. I don't know. Because she seems to be breaking out that everyone's attacking her all the time. And then in this one, someone said, hey, listen, I just want to say something happened with Denise and Brandy. And she's upset because it came out in public. Mind your own business. Lisa, I hate that she's taking it out on you. And Lisa Rinna replies, she's a pussy. Oh, no, she eats pussy. Ha ha. You know, cut with your homophobic bullshit, too, Rinna. Like,
great.
She's melting down. She's, like, losing it in public, and it's everybody else's fault, year after year. It's never you. You're acting like a jackass, and people are going to call it out. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So they're saying that Denise is enjoying the fact that everyone hates them right now. And she's like, why don't I like this? And Erica goes, oh, well, you liked a comment. That's that Lisa Rinna should lose her job. And he's like, no, I did not. And they pull up a tweet. And it literally says, Bravo should fire Lisa Rinna. And it's like, liked by Denise Richards.
It says, and this is a screenshot that came from Rinna's phone, which, of course, Rinna's like, here's the evidence. Put it on the reunion, Andy. This is her big evidence that she brings.
So this is where Denise always falls apart, because in the face of, like, blatant evidence, no. It was a comment to you, but, like, it was an accident. It was an accident. That's the truth. Okay. I was making a sandwich, and I said, where's that knife? And I pressed a button that I thought would get me my knife. And it turns out I liked a tweet. That's just all that happened.
It says, absolutely fire Lisa Rinna. She's not only a bully, but she claims she's not racist. There's proof in photos, and this says otherwise. Now, I guess they're talking about the time they dressed as Sid and Nancy with swastikas or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing that's what they're referring to. And then it says, go pat your puss somewhere else and take Erica Jane with you. Has Erica Jane apologized to Sammy and Lola yet, or to Denise Richards? And so Denise is like, I just saw the bottom part that says, is Erica Jane to apologize? I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, you knew.
Yeah, that's... She said I should lose my job and that I'm a racist. Denise, you liked the tweet. And in liking the tweet, it says everything. It says everything. I was like, this show is hilarious. Oh my god, I'm so angry and I'm so not on Rinna's side, but I'm also cracking up at her because I love when she just drops in some soap opera melodrama. Yes. I love that.
You did it in public. And she's like, and you got called out because Denise goes, why would I delete the tweet? You know, once I realized, once someone told me the whole thing, I looked at it, I realized that I deleted it. Why would I delete it if I really thought that? And she goes, because you got called out. Because Bravo called you and said, take it down, Mr. Gorbachev. And Denise is like, I didn't even know what she was talking about. And Rinna goes, oh, shut up, Denise. You just lie. At this point, I'm just expecting Rinna to be crocheting a coat out of, like, Dalmatian fur, you know?
That tweet was so vile and nasty. You knew what you were doing. It says everything. So then they start talking about, did Denise have to sit her kids down and talk about, like, what she said on the show? And Denise's like, well, my kids don't even watch the show. I mean,
oh, you liar! Lamb. Bullshit! That is bullshit, Andy!
Well, they don't like watching themselves on TV. I mean, they heard some things from their friends. Oh, yeah? Did they hear about the happy ending? How about that? And she's like, yeah, and I had to explain it.
And she's like, did they hear about the happy ending? It's just the bad stuff from us. Just the bad stuff. No, the fight with you is not about anything that the kids heard from social media or saw on the show. It's stuff that you were actually saying on the show. My God.
Yeah.
And also, it wasn't just about her kids. This thing about, like, oh, they're so mad because her kids heard it. It's they had neighbor kids over there.
Yeah.
It's not just like her kids, guys. It's not if her kids heard it. Of course, her kids know how she talks. It's that she had neighbor kids over there, and she didn't want to look. You know, she didn't want to be embarrassed in front of their parents.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, you know, the whole world knows about how your husband getting a happy ending from a 100-year-old woman.
And Erica's like, how much did that cost? Okay, so now are we slut shaming? Like, I'm not really sure. Oh, I thought you were saying that as a joke. Here.
Yeah, I thought Erica was saying that as a joke.
Well, she was, but I'm saying, like, you know, they keep like, oh, we can do anything. It's like, your husband got it. You've talked about hand jobs and penises. It's like, it's always verging, you know? I'm like, right. So are you mad that you should be allowed to talk dirty, or are you mad that she's like talking so dirty, you know? Like, I can't ever understand.
They're just having a hard time understanding how Denise can be so sexually open and talking.
No, I get
about
it.
Aaron. I'm just saying, I know, but it's just like, it's crazy.
They can't decide like what they're going to be furious about. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
They keep pivoting on what exactly they're furious about. So Andy's like, okay, listen, the conversation with the women, was that you were just so open last season? She goes, I know, we've talked about that.
Yeah, she's like, I felt uncomfortable early in the season where I felt like a target. And everyone's like, you weren't a target. We're going to take down Teddy. Why? It was going to be so easy. It was going to be so easy and so fun.
I need lip gloss.
And Erica just gets up and leaves. And he's like, were you just trying to change your image from last year? She's like, no, I just felt like I'm a target. Yeah, you're not a target. Sorry, going over that again. I got lost in my notes.
It's okay.
And then Rinna just starts screaming, gaslighting. Because Denise is like, you guys, you're the ones who kept bringing it up over and over. Which is true, guys. Yeah.
Gaslighting, let's have some gaslighting.
She's like, that's what I have to say about it. It's all bullshit, all gaslighting. Good job, Denise.
I just want to really
say something.
Vile.
Hi, Kyle Richards here. I just don't want anything to get lost in here that I would never gaslight anyone, especially not someone who's as slutty and crazy as Denise. I would never do that. Thank you.
Next week, you're a slut. You are a slut.
Like, whatever the hell's happening next week. My God.
Next week is going to be the dull episode. I've come to realize that part two of three-part reunions is where they shove all the boring stuff. So it's going to be like, so Teddy, tell us about giving birth. How is Edwin? What's going on with Edwin? Dorit, you bought a sock the other day for PK. Did you ever find the other one? Tell us about it. Okay, great.
Okay, before we go, for those of you on Crappens on Demand, I just want to show you these screenshots. As I was trying to get other screenshots, cracking me up.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like she has garlic knots in her hair.
Yeah, the Wetzel's pretzels. And then this is another one.
It's great.
All right,
you should send me that one. I'll put it as the thumbnail for the episode.
Okay. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with the season finale of Real Housewives of New York for another Crap Is On Demand. So yes. Stay tuned. Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordis, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.